And we end this hour with our news poet. This is when we invite a poet into NPR to spend the day with us, and then she writes a poem on demand. And today we've had Idra Novi in-house. Thanks for being here.
It was a thrilling day.
How did it go?
Well, it was fascinating to see all the news in the making, because I listen to NPR at home and all these stories wash over you and you just think how many things are happening in the world and in the country. And then I got to see the selections of how those stories take place and how many choices have to be made, even among the many stories that NPR covers in a day.
And after this incredible process of figuring out what the news is, then something like the Petraeus story breaks and we toss it all up in the air. And that happened after you had written your poem.
Exactly. And the day's stories change. And it's interesting when you're writing a poem and all of a sudden something changes. It's just between you and the poem and you throw it a line. But here, when you throw out a story and put another one in, it sort of changes the way the whole country and all of the listeners see the day.
Now, you came down from home, which is a pretty newsworthy place these days, from Brooklyn. As some of your local news has also been big national news today and for the past couple of weeks.
Absolutely. That was a big factor for me in writing this poem, because when I left this morning, there was a long line for gas at the gas station near where I live. And then in the meeting this morning, there was talk about the gas rationing and what's happening with that. And so it was really strange to have seen something outside my own building and then come here and see it being discussed at the news table.
Now, you also had some fun in your poem, not just with the presidential race just concluded, but also with Melissa Bloch's interview with Daniel Day-Lewis, who plays Lincoln in the new film Lincoln. This impressed you.
I can't wait to see the film. I think he is the most brilliant actor. And I really wanted to do something with it and loved listening to the interview. But in the end, I was drawn back to the Gettysburg Address.
Yeah.
Because in the interview, Daniel Day-Lewis talks about how he was so inspired in terms of figuring out how to take on the character by going back through Lincoln's writings. And as a writer, I think I'm also very much fascinated by reading one's writing. So I went back online and pulled out this quote.
Yeah, to put it mildly, a president who had a way with words.
Indeed.
Okay, so all of these things, minus Petraeus, which came in too late for your thinking, all of these contributed to your poem, which I'd like you to read for us now and tell us first what it's called.
The President Rehired. And the President Rehired stood upon a fiscal cliff. And a woman at a hurricane shelter said, "The waiting, and then the bus, and then another bus. And this great task remaining before us, and Iran grabbing up gold, and the trouble with gold, of holding on to it." And the President Rehired heard what had been far Rockaway was still a sandbar in the dark, and this great task remaining before us. And the President Rehired heard about the oceans rising faster, and the trouble with gold, and this great task remaining, and the President Rehired, and the oceans rising now.
The President Rehired. Not the most majestic way of putting a national election, but I guess it figured in the rhetoric of 2012. Should he be fired or not?
Well, I live in Brooklyn, and it's a crazy time there.
Fair enough. This is Idra Novi we're hearing from, our November news poet. Her latest collection is called Exit Civilian, and today's poem was called The President Rehired. Thanks so much for joining
us. Thanks for having me. It was an amazing day. Thank you.